This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Question this hour, how can you tell if it's fake news? How can you tell the difference between fake news and real news? The shortcut to that question, if you want the answer, is if Brian Williams' lips are moving, or name it, Scott Pelley. These folks read the news as it's given to them by globalists with no allegiance to any nation or state. They have been cheerleading a Democrat, Hillary Clinton criminal for so long now that it became patently obvious that there was no real media in the mainstream of America. That there was no place you could go if you were going to turn on your television set to the old-timey channels of ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News. Even though Fox News wasn't in the tank necessarily for Clinton, still, much of what they get is B-roll from PR companies hired by global institutions or corporations. So how can you tell what's fake news? Because this is now the big thing after this election that's so shocking to the mainstream media. How did this happen? There's a great article by John Rappaport we just published this morning at robertscottbell.com, of course. Major media crash, they need a scapegoat. Read that article. You're going to see what we are talking about. Fake news, huh? Fake sites need to be punished. We can't have people getting the kind of information that we don't want them to have. And, of course, Facebook plays a role here. Zuckerberg being blamed. Zuckerberg, how dare you let the fake news proliferate on Facebook? Social media is what beat Hillary Clinton. Or it might be Comey. Or it might be Julian Assange. WikiLeaks, is that fake? They leaked things that weren't attacked as phony. So what did the Democrats and the leftists and the globalists say? Oh, it was Russia. Putin's behind it. Don't let Putin determine who you vote for. I think the people saw through it. Is it because they visited fake news sites or they were reading no more fake news from John Rappaport? So the article reads, Facebook fake news. Zuckerberg details plans to combat the problem. Really? How are you going to combat the problem? This is really sticky, or some people say slippery, right? When you start, what do you call it, suppressing speech? Oh, no, we're not suppressing it. We're just protecting you from speech that we don't approve of. Oh, okay, then go right ahead. Wait, why are you putting that on my mouth? What is that? You didn't say you were going to do it. You see what I'm saying? This is where this is going. Super Don, are you ready for the new level of Orwellian suppression on speech that is unapproved by the Ministry of Speech, if you will?
The Ministry of Facebook.
The Ministry of Facebook, right?
The Ministry of Social Media.
Yeah,
it's a mixed bag because what you have to do is you have to acknowledge the fact, if you're going to be honest with yourself about things.
We're never honest with ourselves about things.
When it comes to social media, there is such a thing as fake news. And I know this all too well because one of my jobs in being on the show and working with the show and working with you is that I have to go through the news. And they've done studies and they've shown that as social media has grown, especially Facebook in particular, a lot of people, a vast majority of people, get their news from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of the things that I look at on a regular basis. And as you go through Facebook, and as I would say, especially during this crazy election cycle that we just went through, there was a lot of stuff that was going out on Facebook, being shared and posted and stuff like that, that genuinely falls into the category as fake news. There really is such a thing. And what you've got is you've got these people that are creating these websites. And there's one in particular here that, if you look at it, they're really good at even making the website look like an official news website. One in particular here, it's called abcnews.com.co. Okay, mm-hmm. So that right there, that's a red flag. Wait a minute.
Oh, I see
it.
You know, they actually mimic the logo of ABC News.
Absolutely.
Not perfect, but enough where, you know, I don't know if this is a spoof site.
Well, here's the thing. There are a few things on here that you look at and go, okay, you know, that is just a regular story. But there are other stories that are put on here that are obviously phony. For example, there's one story here, and here's the thing. They write these stories purposely because they know that they're going to...
Clickbait.
Yeah, it's going to evoke an emotional knee-jerk reaction, and people are going to go, oh, my God. Like, here's one here. Check this out.
Right.
Headline, drugs in Colorado. New deadly strain of marijuana turning users gay. Now, look, anybody, look at it, would be like, whatever, okay? But believe it or not, these stories, they get shared on social media, and there's a problem among, I think, a lot of people that are on social media. They don't read. They just look at headlines, and if it happens to cater to their own point of view on a topic that they happen to be very passionate about, they will immediately jump on it and share it as if it were an actual news story. You know, another one here that would fall into the political realm that might get some people really riled up. Here's an article here saying that Obama signs executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance in all schools. No, Obama didn't do that, and he wouldn't be able to do that. But that would be something that people would share. And I saw this, you see this all the time on social media.
But Super Don, is this going to be used as evidence against legitimate alternative news sites? Right?
Well, that's where the slippery slope comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what Facebook is doing is Zuckerberg, he's looking at some multiple possibilities here as to how to determine what is fake news and what is not. He's looking at maybe doing some kind of an algorithm of some sort. He's looking at possibly using a third party to determine whether it's fake news or not. So he hasn't quite nailed it down. But the problem and what we really have to look at here as being potentially an issue is, what is the definition of fake news? Now, somebody could take a look at, let's say, robertscottbell.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they could go and take a look at an article on that. And if they feel like the content you have put on there is not true, and they are the ones that get to make that determination, then they could say everything on robertscottbell.com is fake, and you are no longer allowed to post that on Facebook. That is a possibility. You know, I mean, there's a lot of contingencies here that I don't think are being considered. For example, let's say if you write an article, and there's one part of that story that might happen to be inaccurate, does that then disqualify the entire thing? Some people would say yes.
Yeah, exactly. But to my point that I opened with, if you begin to pick apart the mainstream news and the way they present and what they present, we would have the perspective that they are indeed the source of much of the fake news.
That is correct. You are 100% correct. And the thing is I got to tell you, do you remember the days of MySpace?
Yes.
We had a MySpace page, right?
You set me up on both Facebook and MySpace. I was just too numbed out. I didn't know what they were.
And MySpace at one time was the thing. Everybody was on MySpace. And then Facebook came along.
Yeah.
And the reason why a lot of people hated MySpace was because it became just too crazy, and it was just insane and all this stuff and controls and stuff. And so they went to Facebook, and Facebook started off very clean, and people just shared stuff, and everything was cool, and it was kind of just a free market social media platform. And now it's they're starting to do this stuff little by little as time goes on. So I think this is really a good opportunity for somebody in some technology company somewhere to come out with the new next social media platform, because I think a lot of people are getting tired of this Facebook thing and Mark Zuckerberg, because he's got an angle, he's got a bias.
Sure.
And it's totally obvious. And now that they're going to start censoring speech on Facebook.
Yeah, this is where you get the innovation in the social media sphere of creating new outlets. Now, I've seen a lot of attempts at creating the new Facebook, but people are still enjoying the old Facebook enough because it hasn't suppressed it enough to be not usable. But at the point where Zuckerberg does what he might do, and the people that want the free communication application that it is provided, something else will pop up, and then people will be trending away from Facebook as they have from MySpace. But it hasn't happened yet to that extent. Obviously, people are finding a way to maneuver around it, not happy all the time, but planning. There will be a time where if they do get a hold of it and Zuckerberg says, yep, nobody can comment on vaccines except to say they're wonderful, they're safe, they're effective, the sky is blue, and they work, like Clinton said, right? And at that point, there'll be mass migration away. When it's so overt that you can't get around it, it's done. But that's the, you know, that's the free market for free ideas. Although, again, control of the web is something that the elitists delude themselves to think that they can pull it off, because there are so many people, as we've seen with the Edward Snowdens of the world and the Julian Assanges of the world, as long as there is a World Wide Web, there's going to be a way to hack it and move around those who want to control it, the elite controllers, as they are known. So this fake news concept, I'm glad it's being discussed. I'm thrilled. And in fact, I want you to read the article that John Rappaport has up at robertscottbell.com about it. And you begin to recognize that they've lost control, that the predictions that have been made based on norms, if you will, political norms, social norms, expectation norms, they're no longer applicable necessarily. Case in point, the election of Donald Trump, which even I was thinking, man, it couldn't happen. Not that I didn't feel there was more support for him than Hillary. I did. But that the system would be game to make it, that the establishment would maintain control. It seems like we're out of that realm, but not completely. Don't go back to sleep on us. But what we would have predicted based on what we've experienced in our lifetime, now all the bets are off, because you're not sure which way it's going to go. And that's a good thing, in my opinion. You don't think it is? Call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We still have big government to contend with, unconstitutional government to contend with. There are no political saviors, whether you like Trump or not. We're going to get into one reason next, coming out of Hawaii, related to Monsanto.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've been waiting for the right time to modulate your immune system, this week is it. Better Way Health with the Beta 1 3D Glucan that we utilize here every day has got an end-of-the-year sale, Black Friday sale through the holiday weekend. Oh, my gosh. Check it out, betterwayhealth.com. Linked up in the show notes, you'll see a banner. Click it, get it, get some Beta Glucan. All right, folks, we have an issue with big government on all levels, right? And having Trump in there promises some interesting shifts, I agree. I don't know how far it will shift, but don't go to sleep because Trump's in the White House. There's going to be contentious appointments to his cabinet. Some you're going to like, some you're not going to like. We still don't know which way it's going to go. We'll keep talking about it. We'll keep holding the government's feet to the fire, if there is such thing as feet owned by government. Of course, they want to own your feet. They want to own the soil that your feet walk on. And in Hawaii, this is especially true, as local county government and the people that live there have been fighting the genetically engineered spraying of the island. But a federal judge, not ruling for the people, has ruled for the state government that says counties in Hawaii cannot enact their own bans or regulations on genetically modified crops and pesticide spraying. So what you're hearing here, and this is no surprise, a federal court has ruled against the people in support of the state government. Which tells you, when we talk about the concept of nullification, it's not just nullifying federal mandates or prohibitions. It's nullifying state mandates or prohibitions. Who knows what's best for you and your neighborhood? How about you and those folks that live with you in your neighborhood or your backyard or front yard or side yard? So the idea is that even the state government can become so intrusive that it needs to be nullified, or a threat of secession needs to be there to take it further. Yeah, oh yeah, I said it. Counties should secede from the states that they're in, or threaten to do so, because the authority that they're bringing down on you is illegitimate, especially when they're saying you have no right to not be poisoned by pesticides and GMOs on a local level. They've destroyed the Hawaiian Islands, Monsanto, and other genetically engineered wackos. Yeah, I said it. And now a federal court judge says you can't nullify on a local level the state government. Oh yeah, that's legitimate. Folks, if it doesn't go the way you want it to go, the leftists were unhappy by the election of Trump. You saw a movement for secession. Now, secession, that's in California. Prior to that happening, secession, according to the progressive left, was racist. Now, when they get to adopt it, it's progressive. And I want everybody who feels they're being wronged by the federal government to have the ability to secede, to say no. Primary is nullification, 10th Amendment. Learn about the 10th Amendment Center. But when that isn't enough, you have to have the ability to say, you know what, I'm out of here. This relationship no longer works for me. We talked about it, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, Super Don, when I said, what is it like if you're married to a spousal abuser, someone that's beating you? But the laws of the federal government say you can't leave someone who's beating you. How would you feel about that?
No, look, I get that. I mean, that totally makes sense. And it's funny with this whole secession thing that's happened ever since Donald Trump was elected. Mm-hmm. I actually got into a debate online about this whole thing, you know, about, oh, we're going to secede, you know, California and Oregon, you know, we're going to take our marbles and go home. And it's funny because, I mean, I'm a supporter of the idea of secession. I mean, you have the right to do so. But it's funny because the people that are talking about secession right now, I don't think they understand what that involves. They're just butthurt because their candidate didn't get elected. But it came to me one night as I was sitting here thinking about the whole thing with the secession that's going on. And I thought, you know what? I would be willing to bet that the majority of these people that are marching up around in the streets and stuff like that might change their tune if they realize that by seceding, you would no longer be eligible to get your food stamps, your government assistance, your HUD loans, your energy assistance, and all of the welfare programs that they are getting right now, and quite a few of them are living on right now, because guess what? That's federally funded.
They would have to be, willing to self-fund. You're right. Yeah, and that's the, you know, the unintended consequence, perhaps. And even those that want to secede, like Texas, should Hillary Clinton get in there? And there are people still promoting the idea of secession. I don't diss them, because if you feel the federal government has grown too large and unresponsive and too far out of its constitutional cage, that has to be a legitimate option.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Beyond that, of course, as we talked about the S word now, secession. Does this mean we're for the dissolution of the United States? No, that's not what we're saying. But recognizing that in any relationship, there has to be a way to terminate it, even if it's temporary. Who knows? The idea, like we talked about with the DACA detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, that if you're in an abusive relationship, if you stay in it forever and ever and ever, that's on you ultimately. You know, you don't love yourself enough to say, I'm worthy, I can get out of this, it's done. I can't deal with this abuse, I've got to go out and create it, stake my claim on a life that is supportive and loving. And maybe at that point, things shift when somebody knows that you're serious, and of course they come back into compliance, like on a governmental perspective, constitutionally. We talk about the Constitution here. It's not only the government that has a Constitution, your body has a constitution. What does that mean? It means if you ignore it, you do so at your own peril, much like our government ignores it at our own peril as well. And this is when folks call in, comment, question, all kinds of things. Sometimes they do it at the website, robertscottbell.com. If they're too bashful to call in, leave a message or call us when we're live on the air. Which means, you know what I'm hinting at? There is a question waiting to be answered.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh, boy, is there a question. This is from Kathy. It's comprehensive. We're going to try and get through it, Kathy. I appreciate you writing in. She says her Genova lab stool test showed almost, you know, if you hear about a stool test, it's not like we're checking to see if all three stool legs will hold up your stool. That's not what we're talking about, right?
Different stool. Okay.
Does your stool work? No, I fell over. Well, you need that third leg at least, if not four. No, we're talking about the stool that you leave behind, hopefully in the potty, right? My Genova Labs test, according to Kathy, stool test showed almost no beneficial bacteria after I stopped having bowel movements. Wow. She says, I loaded up on probiotics, tricycline, I guess that's an allergy research product, interface biofilm disruptor, introduced the GAPS diet, that's the gut and psychology syndrome diet, and Colima colonics. Full bulky stools eventually returned, and I was able to stop the colonics. Then this is bad for you, Super Don. Then she drank a lot of strong coffee, although it was organic. Maybe that was the problem. You're going to say, it was organic, that's why. She did that, and she did this for months, and then her bowel movement stopped again. She got severely constipated. Oh. Interesting. Hmm. And she now has diarrhea after eating and sometimes without eating. I tried the GAPS diet again, adding more probiotics, wild oregano oil, and Allicin stabilized garlic, and maybe wiped out the flora by doing lengthy, frequent Colemas. I now do 10-gallon Colemas every day.
10-gallon?
10-gallon, right.
What?
So that's a colonic with 10 gallons of water. Flushing it in, flushing
gallons?
It out. Yeah, that's a lot, right?
That's how it's done?
I don't think you're allowed to do that in California. They don't have enough water for that.
That's why there's a drought in Southern California.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's all the Colemas going on. I've been doing fecal transplants daily for a couple of weeks. I just started Argentin 23. That's the professional potency of the Sovereign Silver. You know that's 10 ppm. This is 23 ppm for doctors. And the Stockton Aloe. 2 tablespoons each, 4 times a day. Silica, selenium, and chromium per your protocol. My doctor thinks I may have acidified my GI tract with all that coffee and killed off more good flora. I wonder if I'll ever poop again. There should be a song like that.
I'll never poop again.
No, that's not a happy song. Oh, my gosh. My question to you, yes, Kathy says, have you written or recorded anywhere your story about being hospitalized for constipation and your 2-year healing ordeal? Well, they're not connected directly because when I was constipated and hospitalized for it, I was a kid. When I started my 2-year protocol in recovery, I was 24 years of age until 26. So, no, I haven't written the whole thing in detail. I guess that's one of the things, if I do an autobiography, perhaps, I talk about it on the show from time to time. But there's so many details during those 2 years. That could be a book unto itself. Should I continue with the tricycline and interface and oregano oil while taking the silver aloe? In my opinion, I wouldn't. Because you're getting too complicated. You're doing too many things at that point. It's like, let's get back to basics. That was the point of the Silver Aloe Protocol, is not to not do anything else, but it was to just get down to the, what do they call it, the brass tacks, right?
Keep it simple.
Keeping it simple. Let's go back to basics. And it's not like in the book I don't talk about other adjuncts, and she refers to them as well. She said, let's say, should I discontinue the megadose probiotics and only do the nighttime dosing? Well, that's the design of the protocol. You're cleansing during the day, replenishing at night. She asked, should I only take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and how much? Well, whatever probiotics you choose, do them at night while you're on the protocol because you're cleansing during the day with the silver and the aloe. How many? If you're doing O'Hara's, 2 to 3 at night. And then when you're done with the protocol, you can do 2 to 3 times a day to really replenish heavily. She says, I get sick of GAPS intro diet. What diet would be best? I don't eat sugar, grains, or dairy. Well, simple, organic, and clean. If you can do more raw food than cooked at first, fine. Bone broth, excellent, though, if you can handle the cooked. And, of course, the silica in there will help to facilitate regeneration along with the silica supplementation. Any additional supplements? Well, you've already mentioned the key ones I talk about, selenium, silica, and chromium, and the probiotics. She says, since getting dysbiosis, my teeth get a lot of plaque and stains, but brushing with baking soda cured that, so I assume I'm very acidic again. Yeah, local acidic, you can neutralize that. Certainly it will alter what grows there. Would alkalizing my system help? If so, would Echo Water be advisable? Well, you know what? Echo Water is advisable because of the molecular hydrogen you're going to get more than its alkalizing ability. Because remember, that water is not buffered. Like baking soda will alkalize the system. But alkaline water, you would have to drink a swimming pool worth to have an impact on alkalization. But the benefit is the molecular hydrogen. Go to robertswater.com. Download the ebook. It's also written fragments or segments of that in Unlock the Power to Heal. But learn about why the hydrogen in the water is so critical in neutralizing the harmful hydroxyl radicals, the really damaging inflammatory components of the free radical world. That's also hampering your ability to heal. Kathy goes on. She says, Dr. King's upper and lower GI tract restoration seems to be discontinued. Well, it's not. It's not discontinued. Now I think it's called probiotic restoration, and that's the lower GI, and enzyme restoration, which is considered upper GI. They're the same formulas. They're just called differently. If you can't find them under the name that I referenced in my book, call up King Bio and say, what are the equivalents? They'll tell you exactly what you can get. So that would be your substitute. It's the same thing, just called something different. She says, I'm avoiding glutamine because I have MS and I don't want it turning to glutamate. Well, yeah, because L-glutamine is often commonly prescribed from a holistic perspective for gut recovery, for building and repairing the gut wall, the lining of the epithelium. But you don't need L-glutamine as a supplement when you're doing the Silver Aloe protocol. Silica is much more important. I'm not saying those of you who are doing glutamine could stop or should stop. I'm just saying if you're worried like Kathy is because of her MS, you don't necessarily need the supplement with L-glutamine and you'll still get the recovery that we're after. She says, I stopped fish oil but would consider taking micro-distilled dose. But listen, anti-inflammatory fats are good. Essential fats are really good. Find the clean sources that haven't become harmful to you. She says, sorry for all the questions. No, don't be apologizing for questions. I'm glad you're asking the questions. I just don't know if I can answer them all in one radio show. She says, I wish I could pay you for a consult. Well, Kathy, there's nothing stopping you from donating to the Robert Scavell Show if you want. But the reality is, at this point, the way we survive is because you support our sponsors. If you don't, you might say bye-bye to the Robert Scavell Show because how do I spend the time? How does Super Don spend the time doing this? We have to have something coming in to support our ability to do this or else, you know, we wish we could do it for free. Because it's fun. We love to do this. I love to do this. Super Don, you know, despite griping occasionally about having to deal with the mainstream media and dunderheaded skeptics, there's still a great joy in doing radio together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But she's feeling desperate and needing hope and guidance. So thank you. Thank you, Kathy. And I hope that this gives you some insight. And it wasn't too quick and too, I don't know, superficial in my responses. Super Don, I'll ask you if there's something that jumps to mind of what she said, and maybe I should go deeper into some of these answers.
You know, I think, you know, I mean, without actually speaking with her, you know, I think, you know, there's only so much you can come up with. But, you know, you hit it all there, and I know that you covered a lot there. So, you know, if Kathy, if you're listening to this now, you need to go back, just go back to the archive and replay and get all that information down.
And I think you need to take heed of what I told Super Don when I spoke at the Truth About Cancer. Because you love coffee. You obviously love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm opposed to coffee, especially organic coffee, but the problem is you've been putting it in the wrong end. Show me the evidence otherwise, because in her case, again, I'm not saying you, but in her case, I mean, as long as you're pooping, Super Don, I'm not going to complain.
No, I'm not you're having okay. any troubles there.
And if not, then you've got your grandkids to poop for you.
And they do.
They load
little,
up those
little
diapers,
factories.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the idea, of course, is could coffee have acidified you? Certainly. It has a high purine content. There's difficulty there in certain body types, and it's not good. But taking it rectally for the purpose of detoxing the liver, that is good. And that may be the different way because, you know, right now, as you say, you do these heavy colonics to keep things moving. That tells me there's a loss of integrity, a loss of peristalsis, if you will, a loss of the villi that move things through, the motility that move things through and also house the healthy microbiome. And that is the point of the silver aloe gut recovery protocol. The silver and the aloe both work to heal epithelial tissue. The silver, of course, has a broad spectrum antimicrobial activity, so if there's dysbiotic microorganisms, overgrowth of yeast, you'll neutralize it, but it doesn't result in a dysbiotic, imbalanced microbiome, right? Antibiotics will destroy a few species and leave the imbalance. It upsets the balance of the biodiversity. The silver does not do that. There is no disruption of gut biodiversity. The probiotics you put back in have to have the right home. How many times have I had to say this, and I'm happy to say it again. If you destroy the integrity of the lining of the gut, it's not a simple matter of simply putting more good guys to live there back in because they need the lining to be intact. They need the villi. They need the rainforest. They don't live in the desert. That is why this is such a life-changing recovery protocol. And yes, it's in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. And yes, it'll also be in the new book on silver coming out in the new year. All right, folks, thanks for being here. We got one more segment to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First of 6 days in a row, a broadcast heading into Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll take a day off this week. We'll see. What about taking selfies? What's dangerous about that? Super Don, huh? You going to tell me? Huh?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to DocOfDetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrell, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
In the show notes, you can access a lot of those folks that make this message possible by supporting us. And that includes our good friends at CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com. That's the stuff we use here, robertscottbell.com plus cbdoil.com. 15% off of every purchase. Why? Because you listen to this show. RSB15 is the code when you check out. Their phone number is 855-PLUS-CBD, P-L-U-S-C-B-D, if you can figure that one out. Also, Activation Products and their terrific magnesium, Ease Magnesium, as well as the Oceans Alive. They also have a 15% off coupon, RSB15, when you check out. That is terrific. And remember, I said Better Way Health, big sale coming up for the holidays. And it's the best of the year, in fact. They're at 800-746-7640. Links are up in the show notes. Also, upcoming events. Unlock Your Power to Heal at Health Basket, 2 p.m., and that is Eastern Time, December the 17th. Stop your shopping, unless it's for good, healthy stuff, and come on down and join us. There's a link, if you're not sure where that is, in the show notes, as well as the Integrative Lifestyle Forum with Mandala Integrative Medicine, January 7th, Davenport, Iowa. Link's also there. Best Answer for Cancer in April, and we've got a lot more events I'll be adding shortly to the calendar. And the brand-new, amped-up, ramped-up, cleaner-looking Robert Scott Bell Show website, thanks to Captain Morgan and Super Don. It's looking good, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it, yes. It's been a long time. It's about time for a change. And Morgan's doing a great job.
We should take a selfie of our website.
But you just have to be careful, though. Let's not take a selfie of the website on a laptop on the edge of a cliff. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. Or hey, look at the picture. Look at the bill. The bull. Oh, it's a bull. Yeah, it's a bull. Hey, let's stand in front of it and take a selfie. Oh, no, it charged me. Yeah, there's evidently people that they lack some level of common sense. And they're not all in government, apparently, but some maybe. And they're taking pictures and falling off of cliffs. Selfies are called. This is where they become dangerous. So a group of, are these millennials that are trying to, they're app writers, right?
They're techie guys. And what they did is they're attempting to try and come up with an app.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's an app that's supposed to try and keep people from taking selfies in dangerous locations.
Right. But apparently, a lot of people have died from, like, on the edge of buildings or the edge of cliffs, as you mentioned.
You hear about it in the news all the time. I mean, there were some cases where somebody was taking a selfie with a gun.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just they went to go click the picture.
Yeah.
But the signals in the brain got messed up somehow, and instead of pulling the one finger on the one side, they pulled the trigger of the gun. Yeah.
Oh, no. They say drowning and being hit by trains is a close second to the falling off of stuff. So they would have to develop an app that ties into the GPS system that would disable your selfie. But how do you disable taking selfies versus regular pictures? Because if you're on the edge of a cliff like the Grand Canyon, you want to take pictures. Maybe, I mean, there's got to, I don't know, they're smart people, I guess. They can run these apps and make it work, but.
Well, this is another example where I think we're seeing something that's trying to deal with a symptom rather than the underlying cause of the problem.
Ooh, it's allopathic.
It is, because people just, and I don't know how you accomplish this, but, you know, don't climb over the guardrail and out onto the edge of the thing because you want to take a selfie. And listen, this is the problem. This is really the problem. There's like this competition going on with selfies. It's not like
the craziest one, right?
Yeah. I mean, you get these pictures, these guys that are standing like on the top of the Space Needle with one foot, you know, and it's like, look at me, because it's a crazy picture. And I get that, but there are risks that are involved here. You know, and it's just common sense. It's like you said. I mean, it's the Darwin Awards, right?
Common self-deficiency disorder, right. You know, there's a picture of that guy that climbs these buildings and takes it. I don't know that he's fallen off, but that's just wild.
That's nuts, dude. Yeah, that makes me queasy just looking at it.
You're right. Yeah. And you know, no amount of arnica is going to help you when you go splat at the bottom of a canyon or a building. Now, that's not to say I'm not a doofus occasionally, too, because I do things like try to start the scooter with the right foot while I'm off of it, and then boom, I think I maybe fractured
my toe. You weren't taking a selfie at the time.
But I was not taking a selfie at the time. Right. I was focused, a little bit squirrely-eyed, I guess, in the way I did it. But I'll recover, I'll be okay, and arnica can help in those cases. Folks, the Robert Scott Bell Show is here to help you in all cases, I think, just about. Kathy, thanks for your question. Thank you, Captain Morgan, for getting those notes up. Thanks to John Rappaport for the excellent articles today up in the show notes as well as Super Don making it sound good. Justin on the board. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. And the archives, of course, up all over the place and not taking any selfies on the edge of buildings. All right, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. Signing off for now, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.